I'm Jaco Voigt, the CEO of Catalytic, and this is Unbundled Boost, a series specifically created to boost businesses in South Africa by letting passionate and committed business people share their stories. In this episode, we're chatting about cryptocurrencies. We're chatting about what crypto is, how you can learn more about it online, and how to get started in the industry. I'm joined by Gray Jabezi, founder of Crypto University. Gray, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we always start the show by just telling us, the listeners, a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my story is like just an average guy who was working an average job, earning $300 a month, and then I came across cryptocurrency at the time, and my life changed because in the same month I was earning from $300, I started earning $2,500. Simply because I was able to get jobs online and people could pay me directly from everywhere in the world, right? So before that, I couldn't do it because I have no college education, no connections, you know, never inherited any money. So according to the system, you know, it didn't make sense for me to get paid whatever I felt that I deserved based on my skill sets. So okay. I just traded my skills online where there's no need for screening or the qualifications and all that. And then my life changed from there. So I became like, I just started investing in Bitcoin. To this day, I still do the same. And then, yeah, that's in a nutshell.
I love that. The show fundamentally goes about technology. And I mean, you've just given us an example of how technology has the ability to, yeah, to change your life for the greater good, if we can call it that.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it. So how would you describe, what is cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency is money that is not attached to any government. It's independent from state. So okay. It was created by a group of people called cypherpunks. You know, one of the creators or the group of the creators came up with the name Satoshi Nakamoto, but nobody knows not really who they are. And it's a currency that's just out there. I think it's like it's a revolution. It's a revolutionary form of money that was created to act against. I think there are people who are not happy with how the system works right now. You know, the corruption with governments and money. They created an alternative to that. And I think it's proving to be true to this day. You know, 13 years later, still working.
Okay, but now you've got so I've been in the technology industry for quite a long while. I've got to be honest with you. I understand nothing about crypto.
Yeah.
Because you get all of these different types of exchanges and in different types of, are there different types of currencies? Mm-hmm. How does that work? Because to me, Bitcoin almost sounds like it's one currency or one thing. Mm-hmm. But there's all of these different things all over the place. So maybe you can just explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so because cryptocurrency or blockchain sort of decentralized how currencies are created, anybody can create their own anytime. Right now, you can make Yaku coin. Right now, it will take you 5 minutes.
Ah.
Right? Yeah. It's that simple.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Exactly, right? But then it all depends on what the currency is for and also how many people are going to follow behind you and say, this is the form of money we trust. So, like, Bitcoin is a form of money, a store of value. That's great. It works. It's amazing. And then there are others like Ethereum, which are sort of a form of money, but also it's a utility token that allows you to use the Ethereum blockchain or your platform. Imagine.
So is that Ethereum, is that another form of Bitcoin, if you want to call it that?
No. So Bitcoin is one thing. It's a blockchain. Yeah. It only has one coin, and its use case is simply as money to exchange.
Okay.
Right? Ethereum is more like Amazon. It's a massive internet computer that allows you to build your own apps on the blockchain. So if you want to create Yaku coin, you, instead of you starting your own blockchain from scratch, you're just going to build on top of Ethereum.
Okay.
So it's almost like Amazon, right? If you want to create your own website, you don't set up your own computer at home with your own server.
Yes.
You just plug onto Amazon's infrastructure.
Okay.
So the Ethereum token or the coin allows you to pay the gas fees on the Ethereum platform for you to be able to use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they've taken it and made it sort of more usable on a daily basis, if you want to call it that.
Well, Ethereum has a lot of use cases because imagine, like, if anyone who is using Ethereum has to pay gas fees or fees to use the network. the blockchain. So every day there are like, you know, millions of people using the platform. Therefore, there's a lot of exchange. Okay. But also it can be used as money, just like Bitcoin as well.
Okay. Yeah. How many different, I don't know if that's an answerable question, how many different kinds of cryptocurrencies would you say there is?
When you say kinds, you mean categories or you mean just the number of how many are there in the world?
Let's go both.
Okay, categories is so many. You know, you got the store of value or mediums of exchange like Bitcoin, and then you got utility tokens like Ethereum, and you got DAO tokens as well that are for governance that allows you to vote on certain protocols or certain projects that you like. Then you also have security tokens that allows you to hold securities. There are also NFTs. I'm sure you have heard of those ones.
I've heard of those.
Non-fungible tokens.
I don't understand any of it, but I've heard of those.
Exactly. They're great. You know, it's a form of securing things like art and so on and so forth, right? So,
okay.
But how many cryptos are there? Well, it's more than 13,000 as we speak.
Really?
But like I said, anyone can create their own, so it's pretty much infinite.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's now go back. So how did you get started in the industry?
I got started in the industry. I mean, I came across the Bitcoin white paper, read it. It automatically made sense to me. At that point, I was like, okay, this is it, you know? It just meant freedom. I still didn't understand why it wasn't popular at the time, right? So I started making the YouTube videos, going on YouTube, and, you know, then, you know, the channel grew because as many people also wanted to know about it. I started as an investor, then as an entrepreneur already, I started building things on top of Bitcoin and, you know, and now we're here. So it was just a matter of understanding that this is where the world is going. The tokenomics were clear also because the time I was buying crypto was Bitcoin first. For one Bitcoin, I could choose to either buy a pair of shoes or to invest in Bitcoin. Now the same one Bitcoin is now worth, you know, more than 400,000 Rand. So if you read the white paper, it's a no-brainer that this is it. It's like, you know, it's a currency that goes up in value over time against fiat currencies, whereas fiat currencies only go down. So which makes saving money a stupid thing to do, and which was what I was doing at the time.
Okay.
Then I sold my car, sold everything, put it all in Bitcoin. I was broke for a few years, and then after that, takes off, you know?
Well, it almost sounds like you're a bit of a gambler.
No, it's not. I mean, it's how can it not be? It's pretty much straightforward. Like, it's a no-brainer. It's not even a gamble at all. It's like, it's right there. If you read the white paper, you look at what has been happening and how money functions, if you take the time and look at it, it's pretty much straightforward.
And you know, and you've got a YouTube channel where you basically explain how those things work and all
that.
So and then you did another interesting thing. Then you started a crypto university.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us more about that.
So when I started on YouTube, you know, the channel was growing. Crypto Hustle, the channel was growing.
When did
so
you start
fast.
This, if I can ask?
The channel.
Yeah.
I started the channel maybe in 2015.
Okay.
But it was just like I didn't have friends who were like also in crypto. So I went online to find other people who were talking about the same things, right? So we were on Reddit and then we'd go on YouTube, go live and just have fun. And then now normal people who were not even in the cryptocurrency community started watching the videos and they're like, oh, they'll ask so many questions. So I'd say, oh, watch this video that I made the other day about this subject and that subject. And then, you know, thousands of people subscribed. Then they were like, oh, but, you know, could you just send us to one place where we can learn everything? And that is how Crypto University was born. You know, it was born out of demand. Then, you know, within 3 days, I developed the website, I put it up, and people started signing up already. And it was free at the beginning. And then thousands of people later on. Now we had like 40,000 students.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the largest learning platforms in crypto.
And then how does it work?
Well, it's just a website. You go there, sign up, and you can learn whatever you want. If you want to become a blockchain developer to learn how to code, you can learn from there to learn how to write smart contracts on Ethereum. If you just want to learn and understand, like you, for example, you're like, okay, I don't understand NFTs. I don't understand crypto, really. You can get our masterclass. that has three different courses, help you to understand investing cryptocurrencies, how to analyze them, how to know which ones are the best, how to identify scams, what are the best forms of storing cryptocurrency, and so on and so forth. And then you also learn how to trade if you want to, because cryptos are highly volatile, right? So it's easier to trade, and it's much more fun to trade them because, you know, it's a high volatile market, lots of money for those of people who know how to trade. And you also learn NFTs. You want to make your own NFTs. You want to just invest or become a collector of NFTs. You learn them there. And now we're expanding now into the Web3 ecosystem. We want to do more than just trading, investing, and crypto blockchain development. We're going into jobs now, where a lot of people think that they have to do crypto because they want to make money and invest. But it's an industry where you can work, get a job in crypto, and get paid really well, because there's a huge need for people who understand these things, and the demand is low. So the pay for crypto jobs is like so high, you know. Okay. So now we're developing courses that help people to learn so that they can get jobs in the blockchain and crypto industry.
And in who are your typical students?
Our typical students, you know, it's a lot of young people, because they're the ones who show little bias to things, like they're more open-minded to it. But we have, you know, from the average person who is working at a job and they're looking for an extra thing to do, whether to trade or to an extra form of investment, because they know that, you know, it's not working just saving money in the bank. So, you know, this is a working individual. And then you also have young people who are learning new skills in crypto, how to make their own NFTs, how to make their own tokens, or how to trade, or just have fun with the metaverse and things like that. We have a community for that. And then we have executives as well who want to learn this technology for the sake of their business.
Okay.
Yeah, so that they can be able to implement cryptos as payments for their businesses. I was in Cape Town yesterday. I helped a business actually start accepting cryptocurrency. It's a car rental company, a luxury car rental company.
Okay.
Know? They have been looking for it for too long, and then I helped them set it up. Now they're ready to go.
You know? So it's actually starting to become sort of mainstream, if you want to call it that.
There is a kid here in South Africa, in Pretoria. I think his name is Lungelo, if I'm not he developed an SMS system using GSM technology for people to send Bitcoin to each other using SMS. That's wow. How fast it's going now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think Africa must be a fertile ground for that type of growth.
Absolutely. I was in Nigeria like 3 weeks ago, and there it's number one in the world when it comes to Bitcoin use cases. You know, it's just incredible. You know, it's like you have 16-year-olds making their own DAOs and different projects, and they're raising money and things like that. It's beautiful, you know. And Africa makes sense because it's the least connected continent when it should be. You know, because of all this, how the current fiat money infrastructure is developed. It takes you 3 days to wire money from here to Zimbabwe. It just doesn't make sense, you know.
And I think the on the continent, we tend to adopt cutting-edge technology a lot quicker because it's a necessity.
Yes.
So interesting question I was sitting thinking about when you were chatting now. Mm. You're talking about young people, you know, don't have necessarily the bias or the concerns that older people might have.
Yeah.
You calling this crypto university.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you – would you say that somebody can come out of school,
mm-hmm,
and then study on crypto university and then make a living or a job out of that? How do parents relate to that instead of saying, yeah, but it's not a real job, if we can call it that?
Absolutely. So, yeah, this is what people need to understand, you know. It's like the world has changed now. If I had to come out of school right now, I would definitely join crypto university. I'm not going to go into debt to pay for it because it's pretty much a one-stop. It's cheap. Number one, it's not going to take you 4 years to say, oh, you know, study for 4 years and then you can get something. You can literally study in crypto university within a week or two. You have learned something that's practical, where you can go out in the world, do something and be competitive. I think, you know, what people should be more skeptical about is the normal university. It's a scam. It's like you spend 3 to 4 years of your time. They take money and they put you in debt. And then at the end, there's nothing to show. I mean, we have all these educated people in the world, but then why is the world is in chaos right now? It's just, it's not real.
I actually saw a stat, I think recently, over 70% of the social grant recipients are graduates.
There you go.
So they've, like you say, they've gone into debt, and now they're battling to find, let's call it a job in the real world. But probably the world's moved faster than what that university education of them has moved.
The job economy is what inspired the current university or education system as we know it, and that is dead. There is no future where you're going to learn one skill and then expect to eat from it your whole life, you know, just having the same job. It's not going to happen. You need to be dynamic, and that's where platforms like cryptouniversity.co.za come in, where as the world evolves, we also evolve, right? We're nimble, we're small, so we're always adding new material. We have like 14,000 people on Discord discussing about different kind of things every day, right? Or new cutting edge technology. So yeah, you know, the run for those kind of universities is over. Like, I've never been there at all. I'm a pure student of the internet, and I'm definitely not stupid, you know.
So I think the other thing that's interesting for me as well is that trade that you've learned, you can go and apply it anywhere in the world.
Yes,
there's no limitation to it.
Yes,
in fact, you live in Dubai.
I live in Dubai. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's fascinating. So what would you say is different about your crypto university than other online resources?
I mean, there are other online resources that people already know, like Udemy and stuff like that. But the problem with those is, like, they're just like the normal university. They just hire someone. Even the local universities now, they might have, like, some blockchain or cryptocurrency course. But again, you're going to be taught by someone who is not even doing this stuff. He probably don't even own any Bitcoin. He read a book and then went on and do the course.
Okay.
On our side, we do this stuff every day. You know, that's how we live. We live this life. And then we take some time, create some course material, and then interact on the internet, on Discord, on Zoom. And so you're learning from people who are actually doing, who are actually in the middle of it. And we also have, you know, we have a track record. We can prove what we do. We're always on the internet. So it's not just like a man with a book telling you what you should be doing. It's different.
And then you referred to it earlier. I didn't actually have that as a question, but you piqued my interest. I think humans are probably quite predictable in a sense that, you know, there's a couple of basic things that determine our behavior. One of them is fear. The other one is greed. So most probably when Bitcoin was on the up and up, everybody piled into it. And then everybody got a big fright, and Bitcoin's value is going down. And then now we have this. You mentioned scams earlier. What type of scams are out there, and how do you, as a investor or crypto enthusiast or crypto job person, avoid those kind of things?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So when it comes to scams, the only thing you need to understand is that there is no company, or there's no free money, or there's no entity that says give us your money and then we're gonna do the work for you. Anybody who tells you that is trying to scam you.
And principally it's the same as you standing drawing money at an ATM and somebody says, can I come and help you?
Yes, exactly.
All of a sudden it doesn't mean that ATMs is a scam.
It's a scam,
no.
Exactly.
You got scammed by somebody who...
Right. Okay. I've never thought of that analogy, but it's great, yeah. So if anybody comes to you and says, you know, they send you a message first and say, hey, I'm trying to help you. You put money here and we're going to be giving you X amount. And then, you know, you make money every day. You know it's a scam. The way you make money in cryptocurrency is that you hold assets that are valuable, and then over time they grow in value, you know. So I may have one Bitcoin that I bought in 2017 at $3,000, but now the same one Bitcoin, if I decide to sell it, I'll sell it for $24,000. That's the only difference. But there is nobody who is making that money from me and giving me a small piece every day. So this is the cheapest scam. I think it speaks to greed of people. Like, they sort of can sense it, but they want to believe that it's true. So I think it's a play between greed of two different people, you know, the instigator and the victim as well, who sort of want easy money. The most difficult scams are more like a lot more technical phishing scams. So you have an account with a cryptocurrency wallet where you keep your crypto and they send you an email or SMS and say, hey, something happened to your account, please reset your password. And if you don't read correctly, where the source is coming from. You can get phished, they can get your information, and then you lose money.
So basically somebody come into your account and then they can
take your money, yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's the same as
banks.
Yeah, as banks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We always end the show by saying, okay, like, let's make it real.
Yeah.
So if somebody that's, I don't even want to say finishing school, but let's say finishing school, listen to this and they say, where do I start? If somebody's who's a parent sits and listen to this and say, maybe this is a great place for my kid to build a career or a future and all that type of stuff, what is the how do you get started, and what are the risks, or how do you mitigate the risks that, like what we spoke about now?
All right, so if you're coming out of school, you definitely want to learn this stuff. You go to cryptouniversity.co.za. As I speak currently, there is a free course for beginners in South Africa that has been sponsored by Yellow Card. So if you're in South Africa, you go to cryptouniversity.co.za. There's a free course. You can register there and get started. And then from there, you can also follow me on YouTube. My channel is Crypto Hustle. I basically go live every day talking about crypto and different kind of things. And you can also read a lot of material on the internet. On Crypto University, we have unlimited material. We have a wiki, we call it a Cryptopedia, where you can read all sorts of stuff. And if you're a parent, I think it's time for you to now think of more a future world than we have now. The world is not good, is not the same, and it's not going to be the same world that you lived in before, right?
Yeah.
So I would say get your kids involved in this. They need to know what an NFT is. Get them into Crypto University and create a little savings bag where you put some Bitcoin in the... If I had children right now, I would open three accounts. If I had three kids, putting Bitcoin in their accounts every month, and that's what would pay for their college and university, you know, 15 years from now or so.
Yeah, like when I was growing up, and you don't laugh now because it's many, many years ago, you know, you always got a little piggy bank, and then every day you'd
exactly.
put a coin in there and all that type of stuff.
But that was flawed, though, because you were saving a currency that loses its power over time.
Correct.
That's why people retire poor. I've never seen the only... people who actually retired and are living good, living well, are rich people already. I've never seen an average working person who retires and traveling after that, traveling the world, living in a mansion and stuff. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's because the problem is that you save money, yes, but the currency is flawed. It gets devalued over time. So you're never going to save money to actually become rich or to actually have enough money to live your life. But Bitcoin has a limited supply of 21 million coins. Over time, it gains in value, right? Like I said, at the beginning, I could buy shoes with one piece of Bitcoin. Now I can buy a house with it. So it makes sense to save for your children over in Bitcoin. I'm not a financial advisor, of course. There are risks involved. This is new technology. It could disappear tomorrow. Who knows? I don't think so. So it depends on how convinced you are about the future. I don't think we're going to live in a future anymore where there's no Bitcoin anymore and we're going back. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed.
That's gone, right? So it just depends now as a person. How much are you indoctrinated by the system to think that everything new is not real? You know, if you don't think that it's not real, then the future will decide.
Last question. How much would it cost me to go to Crypto University?
It will cost you from $70 to $300 maximum. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a relatively low risk investment in something that's...
I mean, it's a zero risk investment. What are you going to lose?
Yes.
You're going to learn stuff.
You're going to learn something new.
And then maybe you might say, I learned all this stuff, but crypto is a scam, so I'm not going to do it. Okay, cool. It's up to you. But nobody has ever gone through Crypto University and decided that. You know, I was... we have had students from 4 years ago, right, who were young kids. They were 17 years old at the time. They were learning this stuff, and then come the last bull market, they became millionaires. They were making their own NFTs, or they started good. They're working now with the biggest crypto companies and traveling the world and, you know, helping their families. So it just depends on how you look at it, you know.
Gray, thank you very much. I really enjoyed this conversation. I think for us, what really struck me is how technology like you say, I mean, the technology is out there and it can really change lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we've got to think bigger than just your own town or country. We've got to think what's happening in the world. And I mean, ultimately, we are world citizens. So we are part of what happens. The world will happen to us if we like it or not.
Absolutely. And you know, why do people think local all the time? It's because of money.
Yeah.
Your currency is attached to your country.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you're forced to think only local, right? The moment I got into Bitcoin, you know, I broke that frame now. It doesn't exist to me because my money, my Bitcoin, applies to every country.
Yeah, you're like a world citizen now. You
Absolutely.
Don't care what happens where.
Exactly, because Bitcoin is accepted everywhere. It has more liquidity. So I don't go to a place with weird currency and then nobody wants it. You know, okay. Everybody wants some Bitcoin. So it's a world currency. It's pretty much a match of where the world is right now. Like, you've got WhatsApp. It works everywhere. Everything works everywhere on the internet, except when it comes to money. Oh, no, you've got Rand. You need to transfer it over here. You need to take 3 days. But sending money online, if it's digital, it's actually the same as sending a WhatsApp message.
Yes.
Now you need to ask yourself, why does money take 3 days to transfer to another country? It's ridiculous.
Great, thank you very much. That's a refreshing and a left field look, and it gives us something to think about. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for listening to Unbundled Boost, brought to you by Catalytic, a series that aims to boost business in South Africa. And remember that you can listen to all of the episodes on the Cliff Central Apple website. And for added convenience, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen. And if you want to know more about Catalytic, please visit catalytic.co.za.
Cliffcentral.com.